lessons from the Quran Kareem, the 19th juz of the Quran Kareem. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the 18th juz, was Surah Al-Mu'minun, we spoke about the gift of Salah and how this gift will bring within man all those sifat of the selected servants of Almighty Allah. Thereafter was Surah An-Nur, that when a man allows himself to stand in front of the light of Almighty Allah, it is focused light, but that individual who stands in front of it, how the world moves with the Nur of Almighty Allah, the physical world, the spiritual world to a much greater extent needs the spiritual light from Almighty Allah. We can call it divine focused, we can call it tajalli, we can call it tawfiqa ilahi, we can call it divine aid, we can call it the qudrat of Almighty Allah, the nazar, the glance of Almighty Allah. Whatever we want to call it, it is a connection with Almighty Allah. Whoever loses this connection, as in Surah Nur, Almighty Allah gives an example of a bird, which you see how it's moving in the sky. If someone has to ask, what's keeping that bird up? And if he says, it's the flapping of its wings, it will be saying, but look at the moment now, it's not even flapping. There are times when the bird is moving in the skies, and the wings of the bird are not flapping. And then sometimes you will see a bird falls from the sky, and how fast it falls, and it crashes to the ground. The world will say, what happened? They'll say, the bird died. So that life of that bird which kept it up, and the fall of the bird which they call death, it was nothing else but that connection with Almighty Allah, and the connection was lost. As long as the connection was there, they call it the soul is in, the ruh is in, it's connected. It was able to stay so high in the sky. It lost that connection, how fast it came to the ground. Like this, every individual in the world, as long as there's a connection with Almighty Allah, he will remain strong, he will remain firm, he will remain on iman. If that connection just drops, the connection goes off, he might himself feel that I will not leave this deen. But as soon as that connection goes off, in your house you can have every appliance which looks so unique. But if electricity does not come into the appliance, you can press the button enough times, that appliance is not going to go on. This is the connection that man begs from Almighty Allah, to allow this connection to always remain. The next surah in the 18th juz was Surah Al-Furqan, and this goes into the 19th juz. Surah Al-Furqan speaks about the Qur'an Kareem. That is the meaning of Furqan. تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي نَزَّلَ الْفُرْقَانَ عَلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ. Full of barakat, blessings is that being who sent Al-Furqan. Furqan means the Qur'an. Furqan means that which shows man what is right and what is wrong. That which makes the mind and the heart of man able to pick up the truth from falsehood. If a man comes and he uses these two unique powers which Almighty Allah had given, one is the gift of Salah and one is the gift of Qur'an, with these two mighty powers, man will find himself continuously receiving the Nur of Almighty Allah. If he combines the two and he reads Quran in Salah, you will call it Nurun ala Nur, light upon light. From every angle light will be falling on him. Or if he separates the two, he reads Salah and he reads a little Quran, and out of Salah he reads Quran, he will remain in the Nur, in the light of Almighty Allah. In the end of Surah Al-Furqan, Almighty Allah then speaks about what happens when man becomes a light. We can get it from the last ruku, an example of it. تبارك الذي جعل في السماء بروجا وجعل فيها سراجا وقمرا منيرا. Almighty Allah says, blessed is that Allah. Look at the sky. Especially you will see this when it is dark, when it is night. But look up towards the sky and you will see, you will not miss the huge stars of the sky. Each star as it shines, but how far that sky is from where man is. The hadith speaks about a journey of 500 years. The simple eye of man, but when it looks up, it's supposed to be that in the darkness of the sky, I was not supposed to pick up even a single light. Almighty Allah says, full of blessings is that Allah, who in that sky, He placed buruj and great and huge stars, that everyone on earth, when they look up, they cannot miss it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave an example. He says, when man in this world reads Quran, then that house in which Quran is recited, that house shines unto the inhabitants of the heavens.
When we speak of the inhabitants of the heavens, it's not only the first sky, which is a distance of 500 years, but then comes the second sky, which is another 500, and a third sky, which is another 500. It shines onto the inhabitants of the sky, like how the stars shine for the inhabitants of the earth. It is the Quran that makes man shine, not only man, the environment around man, the whole house starts shining, burujan. This man, wherever he walks in the world, he will find himself to be a light, despite the darkness around. His light will be so evident that in the heavy, high skies he will be noticed. Definitely on earth he will be noticed. The shayateen will find anger with him, that wherever he moves, darkness is repelled. He is a moving light. Through the barakah of Quran and Salah, Allah Tabarakala creates people who become the stars of mankind. وَجَعَلَ فِيهَا سِرَاجًا وَقَمَرًا مُنِيرًا. And then you see the mighty sun. When the sun rises, the darkness does not even remain. Allah Tabarakala described Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as sirajan. When that sun, siraj means that lantern, a light. But another meaning of siraj, which ulama have mentioned, is a sun. When you see the sun coming out, then there is no trace of darkness at all. As Allah Tabarakala made Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a sun for mankind, that on his appearance the entire world of darkness came to an end. In this ummah also, Almighty Allah has made Sayyiduna Mahdi radiallahu anhu an example. There were those before, when Umar radiallahu anhu, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, the era of the Khulafa'i Rashidin, when they stood, darkness did not remain. And Allah Tabarakala will bring that day again, that there will be no darkness at all. وَقَمَرًا مُنِيرًا. The beautiful moon you will see, how it shines, especially the full moon. Everyone sees the moon, they see no darkness. Almighty Allah makes certain individuals in the world like that. When they stand up, there is kufr around them, but the eye does not even go. Everything falls to the ground. You are only seeing light and light. Thereafter Almighty Allah speaks about, indication is made, if you want to become that sun, you want to become that star, you want to become that moon, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَانِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. The qualities of the selected servants of Almighty Allah are now discussed. Where you wanted to be a star, and a star normally will feel, look at me, how I shine in the world. And there was a fear that the star might get pride. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala calls his servant Abdun, that the servants of Almighty Allah, where will they ever get pride? They are those who walk on the earth with complete humility. Hawnan. وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ. If an ignorant person has to address them, the greatness that they have within their heart, the light which has come from Quran and Sunnah, does not allow them to show pride in front of the person and says, don't you dare speak to me like that. Don't you know who I am? قَالُوا سَلَامًا. They will just say to him words of peace. Always they are in the fear of Almighty Allah. وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيْتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ. Those people, during the day they are so humble, but the levels of humility shine out more at night. At the time when night comes and everyone goes to sleep, you will find them now in more fear of Almighty Allah, spending the night in front of their Rabb, سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا. Sometimes in sajda, sometimes in standing. They never ever feel that I'm such a great person, there is so much of Quran within me, that I am okay. They have more fear of Jahannam than the normal person. وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ. Those people who continuously say, رَبَّنَا اصْرِفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمْ. That, oh Allah, turn away from us the punishment of the fire. It would have been thought they would have been the ones to be most mutmain, most content, most happy, that where Jahannam will ever come to me. Rather it's the opposite. As man reads Quran, as man takes from the nur of Quran, as man benefits from salah, more and more fear. He started his salah with khushu. It brings more and more fear in him. At the end of the lives of the selected servants of Almighty Allah, man would have found an individual. Umar radiallahu anhu says to his son, put my head onto the ground. It was on the lap of his son. His son says, oh my father, in this state, why must I put it down? He says, if I meet Almighty Allah and he is happy with me, then there is no need for my head to be on your lap. There's no difference for it to be on the ground. He says, but if I meet Almighty Allah in the condition that He is angry with me, then the comfortable lap of my son also will not help me at all. إن عذابها كان غراما إنها سات مستقرا ومقاما. The sifat of Almighty Allah's selected servants are mentioned in detail. Quran and Salah will bring this sifat in. May Allah Tabarakallah in His kindness make us all min ibad al-Rahman, from the selected servants of Almighty Allah. Through the barakah of Quran and Salah, Allah Tabarakallah protect us all from all evil, evil from the outside, evil from within. Allah Tabarakallah make us all munawwar with the light of Quran and the light of Salah. The next surah is Surah Ash-Shu'ara. The beginning of the surah, Allah Tabarakallah mentions, لَعَلَّكَ بَاقِعٌ نَفْسَكَ أَلَّا يَكُونُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ, that there will be many people around you. They will not be able to benefit at all. Neither will the light of Quran enter into them. Neither will they be able to take benefit from Salah. Iman will be very far. You will make so much of effort upon them. Perhaps you will feel like killing yourself when you realize they still do not want to accept. They cannot see the light of Quran. They cannot see the light of Deen. إِنَّ شَأْنُ نَزِّلْ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. Almighty Allah says that's how it was meant to be. Had we wished, we would have sent such a sign from the sky which they could not have missed. Then their necks would have remained stuck to it. They would have submitted immediately. But it was not the system of Almighty Allah. In this world, Almighty Allah's system was, the light was going to be a focused light. The one who wanted the light had to come in front of the light. He had to open up his heart to get it. The light was not going to force itself down anyone's throat. وَمَا يَأْتِيهِمْ مِنْ ذِكْرٍ مِنَ الرَّحْمَنِ مُحْدَثٍ. Whatever new reminder comes to him from the side of his Rabb, إِلَّا كَانُوا عَنْهُ مُعْرِضِينَ, he will not benefit at all from it. Rather, you will find him turning away. You will find him mocking at it. فَقَدْ كَذَّبُوا فَسَيَأْتِيهِمْ أَنْبَاءُ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. A day will reach them where the knowledge of that which they would once upon a time mock, laugh, taunt, the knowledge of that will come to them. The end result of mocking the ayat, the signs of Almighty Allah, will reach every individual. Almighty Allah in detail then speaks about the door, the era of every Nabi when he came to his people, whether it was Musa alayhi salam coming to Fir'aun, Nabi Hud alayhi salatu was salam going to the people of Ad, Ibrahim alayhi salam and his people, Nuh alayhi salatu was salam and his people, Lut alayhi salam and his people. Each one had the same message. Every Nabi gave the same message. The message was, إِنِّي لَكُمْ رَسُولٌ أَمِينٌ, I am the sincere servant of Almighty Allah. I am a truthful messenger of Almighty Allah. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَأَطِيعُونَ, fear Allah. And what I have brought, obey. مَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ أَجْرٍ, I have not come to ask you for wealth, to ask you for pay. إِنْ أَجْرِيَ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, my pay is by Almighty Allah. I have come with a wish that you also come out of your darkness into goodness. How the people of every era spoke evil to the Nabi, threatened the Nabi, warned the Nabi. They were happy with the life as they were living. And at the end of everyone, Allah Tabarakallah says, وَمَا كَانَ أَكْثَرُهُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ. Majority did not want to believe. That was the system of Almighty Allah. That no matter how clear light is, but when you look in the sky, you will still see a lot of darkness. There will always be a lot of darkness in this world. But there will always be stars in the sky. وَإِنَّهُ لَتَنْزِيلُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Then at the end of the surah, for which the surah has its name, الشُّعَرَى, Almighty Allah then mentions the two paths, and a person now has a choice of taking. If he wants to, he will benefit from the Qur'an. وَإِنَّهُ لَتَنْزِيلُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Indeed, this Qur'an has been revealed from the side of the narrator, sustainer, the one who looks after the entire world. It has come from Almighty Allah. نَزَلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينَ. Jibreel alayhi salatu was salam brought it. عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ, upon your heart, meaning the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. لِتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُنْذِرِينَ. As this Quran came, descended upon the heart, it would change Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam into a warner for mankind. بِلِسَانٍ عَرَبِيٍ مُبِينٍ. In what a clear language, in what a pure language, in the language of the Arab. Allah Tabarakallah speaks about this Quran, how it comes in. Majority of us understand, a man has learned how to read Quran. In learning how to read Quran, he will say that the Quran entered my heart, entered my mind. He will memorize Quran. He will say, the Quran is in my heart. Almighty Allah speaks about Quran, however, with the word Allah, that this Quran, it settles upon the heart. The word Allah has always been used in the Arabic language to indicate towards domination. When a king enters, he doesn't enter into the city. He enters upon the city. He dominates the city. His every rule now will be the rule of the city. When this Quran is read, when man reads Quran, this Quran descends upon the heart of the reader. It is not that he memorized Quran once, now it's in his heart. And when he's reading what's inside. What is inside is only that which allows the tongue to move. It's called tilawat, to follow. On every verse that man reads, Quran is a sifat of Almighty Allah. It's an uncreated sifat of Almighty Allah. It is not that which is in the mushaf, in the page in front of me. It is not that which is in my heart. That is like the mirror effect of the Quran. That is what my tongue will follow. As my tongue follows that verse, Quran is a sifat of Almighty Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained it. It is your connection with Almighty Allah, an unbroken chain with Almighty Allah. Normally we know the word tajalli. Allah's special tajalli is falling. When a person engages in the tilawat of the Quran, verse by verse, meaning the tajalli of the kalam, of the sifat of speech of Almighty Allah falls upon ala qalbika, the heart of the reader. One verse as it falls, the conversation starts. When man reads Quran, he himself knows that I am speaking with Almighty Allah. But many a time the mind goes that in the speech it is me alone who is speaking. Rather it's the opposite. It is he who is reading and it is Almighty Allah that is speaking. As he reads that verse, the tajalli of that kalam falls upon his heart. And if he allows his heart to accept, then every verse dominates. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was known as kana khuluquhu al-Quran. One verse that would come, it would enter his mind, his heart, every fiber of his body. Whatever was the command would become his practical life. It was called a walking Quran. Every verse of Quran would go into every fiber of his body. May Allah tabarak ta'ala bless. This is that noor of Quran. As man reads it, he enters under a unique tajalli. It is called the tajalli of the kalam of Almighty Allah. And as that tajalli falls, with every ayat of Quran, with every letter of Quran, with every harkat of Quran, man enjoys from the noor that descends from Almighty Allah. You can understand the more a person reads Quran, the more he becomes lighted. Some people become stars, some people become mighty stars, some people have been made like the moon in the sky. Allah tabarak ta'ala makes some like the sun. It is everything with the noor of Quran. May Allah tabarak ta'ala make us all from the reciters of Quran, and let this Quran descend, not only let it be from our heart while we're reading. Allah tabarak ta'ala allow this Quran to descend upon our heart, to dominate our heart, to take over our mind. لِتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُنْذِرِينَ. When this happens, man himself becomes worried, concerned. He gets the fear of the year after. Not only that, it creates within him a worry, a concern for everyone else. لِتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُنْذِرِينَ. Seeing other people in darkness affects him. As Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lived with a fikr after that. It was the selected men of Almighty Allah. In every era, when Quran would descend and dominate their heart, they could never remain still. They could never remain relaxed. Every second of the day, they would have worry of the people around them, Muslim and non-Muslim, the work of the people of the world, the falling and the slips of the people of the world would affect their heart. لِتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُنْذِرِينَ. As Quran becomes more and more rasikh in the heart of an individual, it creates more and more concern and worry for the people around him. Allah tabarak ta'ala speaks further regarding Quran. وَمَا تَنَزَّلَتْ بِهِ الشَّيَاطِينَ. Remember, the shayateen do not come with this Quran. When this Quran is read, it is inspiration that comes from Almighty Allah. The more a person reads Quran, the more he gets inspired by Almighty Allah, the selected servants of Almighty Allah. Thereafter, when they would speak, the first speech that came after Quran was known as the Sunnah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's speech was directly connected to Quran. Almighty Allah would say, he speaks nothing from himself, everything is wahi. And through the barakah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would mention that in my ummah there will be people who will be inspired. The more a person reads Quran, he gets waridat, inspiration from Almighty Allah. In this inspiration, shayateen are kept very far. That is why it was found throughout the eras of Islam, when the selected servants of Almighty Allah would speak, people would note what they would say. Their advices would be nothing but connecting them to Almighty Allah. It would be far from the effects of the shayateen, the traces of the shayateen. Even their jokes would link a person up to Almighty Allah. Their hikayat and their stories, their writings, everything was kept far from the asar of the shayateen. It was the nichor, it was like a summary, it was like the juice of that nur that they were enjoying of the Quran. So that is one side of the road. A man who would walk on this path, he will enjoy from the Quran, from the sunnah, from the advices of the selected servants of Almighty Allah. He would be in nur from the beginning till the ending. And on the other side, and that is why the surah got its name, Ash-Shu'ara, there was going to be another group that was going to invite to another path. This word shi'arun, sha'ir shu'ara. One is what we know as a shi'ar, as a poem. A poem, the manner a person says it. It got a nice tune. It rhymes. Mufassirin explain that in the era of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the word shi'arun did not refer to this majority of the time. That later on became a word of a fun, of a field. The word shi'arun in the time of the Arabs referred to any person who had a unique ability to paint a picture. It would be called khiyali mavamin. He would paint a picture, such a picture in front of the minds of the people listening, as though they were experiencing. They would know he's speaking a lie, but the manner that he would paint it, they would see that. They were masters at painting the pictures of pretty women. Although it was a dream, no one was going to get that woman. They were masters at painting the picture of people drinking liquor. Even if liquor, none of them would drink it, but that thought of it, it would be painted in such a manner that the man would get the enjoyment of that liquor, although the liquor was not by his tongue. He would take more enjoyment in repeating the way the man described it. The thought would play on his mind, it would play on his heart, it would affect his thoughts. The man who was a master in this was called a sha'ir. The way he could create a scene that although you know he is speaking a lie, but it seems so real that it affects you more than the real story. Think of the world we got today and you will see how many sha'irs there are around us. The word Hollywood and the world of Bollywood, that is the biggest sha'ir of the time. Man knows it's a lie. The novels of the time that have come out, a person starts reading it, knowing from the beginning it's nothing but a lie. But it paints such a picture on the mind that after the novel is completed, it doesn't end there. The thoughts of what he read play on his mind. The thought of what he saw play on his mind. He knows it's a lie, but if someone died in it, he will cry. If something good happened, he will become happy. How Quran has its asar on the heart and the mind of a person. It is not only read as sawab. It changes the mind and the heart. These sha'irs, shu'ara, they are very close to the shayateen. The end of the surah is, هَلْ أُنَبِّئُكُمْ عَلَى مَنْ تَنَزَّلُ الشَّيَاطِينَ تَنَزَّلُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ أَفَّاكٍ أَثِيمٍ. Should I not tell you upon who the shayateen descend? Where their asar will be found? They descend upon every man, أَفَّاكٍ أَثِيمٍ, who is found in the world, who is the biggest of liars and the biggest of sinners. What the world knows today as producers, and they know as master writers, and they wonder how their writing and their productions became so famous, and how they thought of such things, that the world was going to see after 10 or 20 years. These people are not far, they are very close to the asarat of the shayateen. يُلْقُونَ السَّمْعَ وَأَكْثَرُهُمْ كَاذِبُونَ. The shayateen throw to them thoughts, they inspire them. How man is inspired from Quran, these people are inspired. Some of them meet them directly. For some of them it is just an inspiration in the mind. وَأَكْثَرُهُمْ كَاذِبُونَ. They are all liars. Majority of their talk is nothing but lies. وَالشُعَرَىٰ يَتَّبِعُهُمُ الْغَاوُونَ. Allah Tabaruk Tala says, these shayirs, these people who are able to paint a surat that you know it's a lie, but it's painted in such a manner that you also running behind it. Allah Tabaruk Tala says, these shayirs, يَتَّبِعُهُمُ الْغَاوُونَ. Those people who have lost the path of Sirat al-Mustaqim, you will find them running behind these shayirs. This is the fark between Quran and Ghair Quran. A man must choose in the world, either he will be inspired, and he must know it's called shaitani inspiration. He will be inspired from the television, he will be inspired from novels, but the more he takes inspiration from there, the further he will go from the noor of Quran. أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّهُمْ فِي كُلِّ وَادِي يَهِيمُونَ Almighty Allah says, do you not see all of them, the one running behind this entertainment, and the one creating this entertainment? Every day, they are in a different valley. Wadin is a valley. Yahimun, going nowhere. Meaning one novel is being read. At the beginning of the novel, at the end of the novel, when the novel is closed, no benefit came to the man. No food came to him. No drink came to him. One story started, one story ended. Someone was born in the story, someone died. When the book is closed, nothing happened. It was just one valley he went in, going nowhere. He started one series on television, it ended, another series started. In every series, someone is being born, someone is dying. An enemy is coming, an enemy is being defeated. The day it's put off, nothing happened. He is following a sport, the beginning of the sport, end of the sport. They were winning, they were losing, the match is over. As soon as the match is over, what happened? Nothing happened. Going nowhere in the valley of nowhere. وَأَنَّهُمْ يَقُولُونَ مَا لَا يَفْعَلُونَ Saying things which no one is doing, meaning it's not real. So brave they are, as soon as it's put off, the whole bravery is gone. They can't help an ant, they can't help a person. In that movie, in that scene that he sees, that man is so thrilled, the Americans are such great people, but on the ground, the complete opposite it is. Forget helping their own people, they are making zulam upon their own, they are making zulam upon everyone else. How they show themselves, but man has to choose. At the end of the surah, Allah Tabarakala says, وَسَيَعْلَمُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَيَّ مُنْقَلَبِي يَنْقَلِبُونَ Every oppressor one day will realize which road he was taking. If man runs behind, one is the entertainment of the time, it is called a sha'ir. That they also admit, they call it, that this is fiction, and they say non-fiction, meaning one is true, one is not the truth at all. You will find people so involved in that which they know is not the truth, that they have their tissue with them also. They will start crying. The child will ask, Mommy, why are you crying? The woman will say, hey, it's a sad story. That no one died in the story. So that is one where you know it's a lie. It affects your mind and your heart so much. And then there was another sha'ir. That sha'ir was going to say to you, I'm speaking the truth. That sha'ir we call today the news. The news of today is not news. It is nothing but a sha'ir. They paint a picture. Although saying to the world, I am speaking the truth. You can understand the reason of this. Meet two people who follow two different news sites. One person will see a country coming up, another person will be convinced the country is coming down. Had it just been news, it would have been one thought of both of them. Both would have understood the world in the same light. What makes one see things in a positive manner, makes another one see things in a negative manner? This is not news that we have today. This is also called nothing but sha'ir. The only thing he says to the people, I'm speaking the truth, but he's painting a picture in the minds of the people. According to the news, that's also a sha'ir. The man moves in his valley. If he wants to put a country up, that news will put it up. If the news wants to put a country down, it will put it down. How many times in South Africa we had some problem? You go to another country, those people who read the news will think every town in South Africa has been attacked. No person is alive. But when you say to them, it happened in one part, I don't even know where it happened, they never saw that in the news. The news is also a sha'ir, a sha'ir of the time. Allah Tabarakala inspire all of us. We go closer to Quran and Sunnah. Spend more time reading Quran and Sunnah. Quran affects the mind and the hearts of everyone. And we go further and further away from the sha'irs, the sha'irs of the era. Whether it's novels, whether it's series, whether it's television, whether it's something on the internet. Whether it's news article, whether it's news on the radio, Allah Tawarakala inspire us to move towards the noor of Almighty Allah, to move towards inspiration from Almighty Allah, and to move away from all shaitani inspiration. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.